You know, I bet I know something you don't know. You know, a lot of the cowboy hats that you see in the stores and on people's heads, and in fact, a lot of other hats are made here and in Garland. And they have been for a pretty good long while. The Mulatto Hat Company was founded in 1983, and they have a facility, a giant facility, here in Garland, make lots of hats. And Mike Binney is the president and CEO of Mulatto Hat Company and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You're a hat maven because you're also the president and CEO of the company that owns this company.
Correct.
Which is Dorfman Pacific, and that's in California.
That's correct.
So how many different brands of hats do you make overall?
Well, we do some of our own brands, and we do license some brands. So all in, we have about 10 brands of hats.
So you've got Tony Lama, and you've got Larry Mahan, and Justin, and what else? Biltmore?
Biltmore.
One of them.
Yeah.
In Milano, I guess.
Yeah, and then in the California business, we do some licensing. We do all the Tommy Bahama hats and the Carlos Santana hats.
And you make those great Raiders of the Lost Ark hats.
Yeah, we do, Indiana Jones.
So how do you end up in Garland, Texas? Now the truth is, and I was telling you this when I first met you, I said, I remember as a kid, and I mean back in the 60s, going out to Garland to the, I think, Resist All Hat Company.
Correct.
And buying a second one with a big hole in the middle of it or something or other. But I guess they made hats out here for a long time. I wouldn't have thought of Garland as being a hat capital.
Yeah, actually, arguably, Garland, Texas is sort of the hat capital of the country.
Really?
For sure.
How many hats do you think you make out there?
Oh, that's a good question. You put me on the spot. Several hundred thousand.
Several hundred thousand.
For sure.
And this is another one of those products I would have thought probably was offshored many years ago and maybe was made in Mexico, but now was made in China. Not so, huh?
Well, we do offer a variety of alternatives, but our premier product is made right here in Texas.
So the cowboy market is a given.
Correct.
And I would guess that it's cyclical. And if, I don't know, Urban Cowboy came out, there were a bunch of people that would buy hats that probably wouldn't buy hats otherwise. But otherwise, I would think there are a lot of drivers for wearing hats because it's not something that people do anymore. They don't just sort of routinely wear hats.
Yeah, much to our dismay. Hat wearing is not what it used to be. If you look at some of the old presidential inaugurations.
Everybody wore a hat.
Everyone wore
all
a
the
hat.
G-men wore hats.
Right. But now cool people wear hats.
And they do, actually, because I notice rappers and all sorts of, you know, MTV types, you know, wearing hats now. So it's coming back.
For sure. And, you know, the same process that makes a Western hat, we also make very fine dress hats in Garland as well.
Huh. And like a Raiders of the Lost Ark, you're still getting mileage out of that one.
For sure. And
everybody wants one.
Yeah, there's a new movie coming out, I think.
Oh, there is?
In the next year or two.
I'm thinking you'll probably have a hat associated with it.
I'm guessing we probably will.
Tom Landry, there's another. I mean, he always wore a hat.
For sure.
So how do you market hats? Or do you just sit back and wait for them to come to you?
Well, you know, we adjust with the times. A lot of digital marketing, a lot of social media, and then just boots on the ground, honestly. A lot of sales force across the country, selling into retailers.
I know you're selling on Amazon. You have a big presence on Amazon.
We do.
And is that successful?
It is. Amazon's successful. We have our own website for our dress hat market called 10thStreetHats.com. And so we sell a lot of our product there.
So the how do you break down what's produced under Mulatto Hat and is here, and what's Dorfman Pacific? And that's all produced on the West Coast, right?
Most of the Dorfman Pacific product is imported from either Mexico or an Asian country.
Oh, it is?
For sure. And then a lot of the Mulatto Hat Company production, well over half of our sales are made right here in Texas. We also do some importing from Mexico as well.
So what's next for the company? What are you looking forward to? What are you going to do?
Continue to grow. We're on a great year of growth, and we're going to continue to grow. We're looking for efficiencies always in our factory, and so we can make more product. Really, demand outstrips our capacity there at Mahana.
It does.
Yes.
What is it, mostly for cowboy hats or what?
Mostly cowboys, but cowboy hats. But our dress hat business is growing as well. The Biltmore brand is arguably the finest, and so we continue to drive and grow that.
Is this a crowded field out there anymore?
It is competitive. There's no single huge player out there. We, between our combined companies, are arguably the largest full-line hat company out there. But there is a lot of competition out there.
And so you choose to keep Milano and Dorfman Pacific separate. And you're president and CEO of both companies.
Correct. Over time, we're operating more and more like one company. So my leadership team, you know, we all report together. We are looking for opportunities to bring best practices to both businesses. And where there's an opportunity to share resources, we certainly do that. But the Milano Hat Company has a unique identity and a unique heritage that is cherished, honestly. So we want to...
And there was a guy named Milano. I figured you were, you know, named after the Italian city. Do you know anything about the founder of the company?
I don't know a lot, although I know he was sort of rock solid in the headwear industry, branched out on his own to start Milano Hat Company, yeah. And has a great legacy of really high quality hats.
John Milano. Yes, John Milano.
Correct.
1983. Well, that's great. So you're not bi-coastal because it's in the coast, but you go back and forth a lot?
Yeah, I share time between Texas and California to make sure both businesses get the leadership that they need.
Well, it looks like a fun business. And again, I wish you great success in the next movie that comes out where everybody's wearing a hat. The cycle will have to come back pretty soon, I would think.
We're doing everything we can to shape that demand for sure.
All right. Making Garland proud. Mike Benny is the president and CEO of Milano Hat Company, based in Garland and Dorfman Pacific, and it's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for more of our conversation with Mr. Benny. Go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.